Hey, this is Luke. Welcome to Lure It Up Podcast, powered by Bazo D Magazine. We'll be interviewing local creators who were in and around the clock for the Cropover season and beyond. Join us on this journey as we go behind the scenes of what makes Cropover, Cropover.
Welcome to Season 3, Episode 5 of the Lure It Up Podcast, powered by Bazo D Magazine, recorded and produced by Robbie at Nameless Productions. My name is Ocean Campbell, and I will be your new host for the podcast towards the end of the season. Tonight, we'll be getting into featuring Rise Barbados, the premier soca experience coming up August 2nd, the Wednesday right before Kadumat. And we are joined tonight by two members of the team from Rise Barbados, Dakarla Apowit, the producer, and marketing team member Izora Devinish. We really hope you enjoy.
Welcome to Lure It Up Podcast with Bazo D Magazine.
Okay, so I am Ocean Campbell. I know you guys are accustomed to hearing Luke Lascaris on this podcast, but you have a new voice here to bring some new content to you. And right now I am joined by ambassadors, people who are here from Rise Barbados, here to speak about the upcoming concert. And that's something that I have actually been to before. I'm excited to get into it because it's an extremely interesting event full of a lot of action-packed performances. So right now I am joined by Izora and Dakarla, and you guys are going to tell me kind of what's going on. So as I said, I've been there before, but I would like to know, you know, what's new about this year's event? What are we going to get that's different to previous years?
I just love how you call it a concert. It is a concert, but I've tagged it since 2018 is the biggest Caribbean flag party.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, we started in 2018. We started with Soca Kingdom. We had Marshall and Super Blue.
Right.
Next year, you know, we had like a full lineup of cast. We had Big Red from Guyana, mm-hmm. Skinny Fabulous, who is a total staple. Of course, we had Bungie and Faye Ann. I mean, we were really eclectic, you know, when you really think about the history of Rise. And this year, we have fully embraced our title as Rise Wednesday. We are the Wednesday party that week before Kadumat. Mm-hmm. That is the week when everybody realizes, wait, Cropover done in next week. We ain't went nowhere yet. So we fill that gap. We tick that box where you're going to get that full Cropover experience in the middle of the week.
Okay, so I stand corrected. It is not a concert. It is an outside experience. It is the flagship premier soca experience coming at us right before Kadumat Day. Yes, this is what we're looking at.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
So, as you said, you know, you've had Soca Kingdom in the past. You've had Marshall. You've had Bungie Garland, whatever. Are we going to be getting a refreshing new look, or are we getting something that we already know and love? What are we looking at for this year?
Oh, this year is going to be super. This year we have Kez the band with us.
Okay.
And he is fully excited. Like, he thinks that this week is the height of Cropover. We think it's the height of Cropover, of course, because we're the hype gods ourselves. but we're having Kez.
Yeah.
Last year we had Spice. This year we're having Busy Signal.
Okay.
You know?
So it's up. It's really up now. Yeah.
Right. Every year, admittedly, every year, you know, Rise is that party that is going to bring it. We had people from the time we launched and launched our date. It's like, oh my God, oh my God. They didn't even want to know who was coming. They knew whoever was coming was going to be big. We have our favorite, Skinny Fabulous. He has been a staple for all of our Rises. He's up and up. You know, he's a Duracell man. He's, mm-hmm. you know, he's Mr. NG himself. You know, we're going to have Marswell. He's another big staple. We're going to have Lil Rick. I mean, Lil Rick at a party.
I mean, you can't go
at any party. Absolutely. You know? And this year, our mantra is like, you know our past, see our future. So it's like anyone, just like yourself, Ocean, who has been to any Rise knows that it's going to be an epic showcase, and we're having Gabby.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
We are having Gabby. And we are just about to drop. We're here with you, and we're not supposed to tell you, but we are going to tell you. He's my absolute favorite Iowa George.
Oh my goodness. Let me put on my journalism hat real quick. Let me get the inside scoop. So you're telling me that you heard it here first, folks. We're getting Iowa George at the event. Straight in from Trinidad, the water boss himself.
Mm-hmm.
I'd love to hear more about that. So what is he going to be? That's the little secret that we're releasing soon.
Well, every Rise Wednesday, which is every Wednesday for Crop Over, mind you, we have been given sneak peeks. So like June 21st, from the time we started, everybody got really excited saying, hey, Kez, what are we going to bring next? And we dropped a Busy Signal a couple of weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And now we're dropping like Iowa George. Then we also dropped Gabby. He got a Rise Wednesday too. I mean, everybody on the cast is Wednesday worthy. Mm-hmm. I love that alliteration.
Wednesday worthy.
Wednesday worthy.
We'll write that one. That's a hashtag right there. Right.
Thank you.
Hashtag Wednesday worthy. We'll be looking for those posts.
So, I mean, honestly, there's something, and there is an artist definitely of note for every single person to enjoy. And I think one thing about Rai is that in terms of whenever we are curating the show, we always want it to be an epic experience. And, you know, from young people to young at heart. They're not old people at Rai. So young at heart. There is an artist. There is something on someone you want to see. And I think that's what makes Rise the most epic experience for Crop Over.
Okay. So in terms of being epic then, you know, I've been following the social media postings as well.
Thank you.
I have to keep up. And I've been seeing a lot of very dynamic posts. You know, you guys have a lot of stuff going on the pages, on the socials. What else about this event is going to be dynamic? And I'm going to throw that one towards you, Izora. What else can we expect outside of just all this wide range of performers?
I think, the performance itself, that's enough to bring you into the Rise experience. But Dakota, from the time I've been brought on board, it was the Rise experience. It's a major Crop Over show, but it's also a vibe that you can take in that's like none other. So you have the Live VIP experience that we're mm-hmm. incorporating this year that has so many perks, so many benefits. Then you have VIP, and then you can be a Rise General. So the different aspects.
Hold on. Let me know what is a Rise General? Let me hear now what a Rise General is.
So those are for our patrons in the general section. So you know how you are, they like the wide amount of space you party up to. In my head, the Rise General section is where the really intense party goers are. You have the space, you have the vibe, you have the huge crowd, the atmosphere is just
that's
so
where,
intense.
If you come out to fete, you won't be in the Rise General. If you like luxury, you won't be in the VIP. But I like to party. So if I come out, I won't be in Rise General because I want to be in the vibes. Absolutely. I want to experience everything that's around me. But if you come out, you want a more of a soft life kind of thing. You want the luxury.
I don't know what you mean about the soft life.
No, you don't think that the VIP is more of a luxury kind of thing?
It's a full package.
You still have the aspects of like the partying that you would have in general, but there's so much more in VIP and the VIP. Okay. There's so much more to gain. Mm-hmm. There's so much more to experience, from the food to the hospitality to the premium and greet. That's a complimentary
party. Yeah,
you're telling me I could come down there and get my belly full. Mm-hmm. I hear good music and meet and greeting.
Yeah,
I don't know if you want to go in the Live VIP. We it's an elevated experience. You have these old gardens. You're gonna have access to the front of stage.
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna have hostesses, tray service,
bringing you your foods
mm-hmm. and drinks. And a complimentary champagne bar. And the bar generally is just like a premium bar, but mm-hmm. everything could be brought to you. You know, you could just like stay wine in your area and like, you know, not the ladies. I'm over here. Mm-hmm. And she's going to bring you your experience. And then people always want to know, but what are we going to eat? We have like a full gambit. I'm telling you. I mean, we're talking about smoked salmon dip. You're having pastas. I'm going to call them elevated pastas. So,
elevated,
you know, you're going to...
You got your smoked salmon, you got your elevated pasta.
Yeah, the Rise launch was absolutely so epic. Because... Mm-hmm. it was actually a showcase of what you can experience at RAISE. I mean, down to the cultural experience with Scooby,
Madasani, Stiltwalker, Shaggy Bear.
For the culture.
You're taking in a Bajan experience there, yeah. And we're bringing in the other aspects of the region to RAISE. It's not just Barbados.
It's a Caribbean flag. It's a Caribbean flag party.
Get into it.
Okay, you know? So let me get some housekeeping out of the way. Mm-hmm. Because we just went through how you have your Live VIP, you have your RAISE Generals. I want to hear some of the important details that the people need to know. First things first, where is this event going to be?
Kensington Oval.
All right, so you already know we're going to a premium Bajan spot already. You're not missing
the Mecca of everything.
Talk to me about the price points then, from the RAISE Generals all the way up.
Okay, so right now we have our limited. Let me tell you, they're 75% gone.
They're running out.
So the literal call today is gone.
Get down there quick, because the ticket's gone.
Those are right now at $100. By the time this podcast is out, the second tier will be out. So you snooze, you lose. We're very sorry about that. So it started at $100. Look out for the pricing of the second tier. Then for our VIP, that package is $300 Barbados. So, you know, you got a nice little cushion between if you don't want to be in general, but if you're not quite ready for the Live VIP experience, you're right there in the VIP. Mm-hmm. A nice front stage view,
food court, that you can go and get all of your nibbles. You know, it's going to be like a buffet station, premium bar, champagne paid bar. Mm-hmm. You know, some people want to elevate the experience. Mm-hmm. So that's there to make it even nicer. But, you know, you want to be upfront, you know, and some people just like, I just want to cool out. Hang out.
Yeah.
And I think that's what the VIP experience is all about.
Okay. And then, so that was the middle tier there. So talk to me now about the Live VIP.
So our Live VIP experience, like I said before, we just introduced it this year. We had an aspect of Live previously with the cabanas. Was it the
year we had before? The cabanas and the elevator zone.
And we got a really great crowd response from it. So we were like, what can we do to, you know, like elevate it again? Each year, RAISE evolves. So with this evolution, we have the Live VIP experience. So you have your elevated lounge area, like the Carla said, your hostesses bringing you your food. My dad would love this. The reserve parking at Kensington Oval and the private access.
You already know that. And you know that's a big thing, because you don't want to be one of the people that you done miss half the event. You driving all about town. You can't find nowhere to park. You end up in your Scotchy car on the side of the highway. You come back, you got a ticket. You're ruining your own night, you know? You come on time, get your reserve parking.
It's early 9 o'clock, right? Isn't it?
Yeah.
Gotta get there early. So that perk alone take my money, but that's just me personally. But then what we also have offering there, like I said, the pre-meet and greet. So you can come and meet your faves. That experience there, I feel like that's the creme de la creme of events.
And it's a warm-up. It's a warm-up experience too. So, I mean, that's...
Get hype, get ready for
August
it, you know?
1st. It's another bank holiday. We come down to we're going to be at Halo for that meet and greet. So all the artists are going to be there, and it's a great warm-up session really, and limber up, because as you said, the cast is a big one.
It's huge.
Everybody has a hit. Everybody has a hit.
That's why I mistakenly call it a concert, because I looked at the lineup and I said, "Well, this is something serious. This is
that's
why
you're
going
to Live VIP, because you don't want to move. Mm-hmm. You want to enjoy the tray service, but you also want to enjoy what's going on the stage.
It's a concert and an experience. There's so many things wrapped into one. And with this Live VIP package, you get essentially a 2-for-1 special, realistically. Mm-hmm. Like, where else can you get that?
And being that last week of crop over, I did my little
air quotes.
My air quotes. Who can see it? you want to get in as much party as possible.
That's true.
At a budget. I mean,
literally.
We also just one of our partners too, Lush. They also, you know, we have a combo ticket.
We have a special combo ticket with Lush, the ultimate cooler party. That joint ticket, you can get a general ticket to RAISE, and that's $150 for two of crop over's hottest events. So if you ain't hop on that already, I know you're sticking up.
As they said, the ticket's already moving fast. So you need to be faster.
So
you need to be faster.
They're gone.
So talk to me about where we can get these tickets then. Give me some of the places where I can go. If I want to leave here today, I'm going to get my ticket. Let me know where I need to go.
We have so many box offices, and it's for everybody all over the island. So if you're at West Coast, you can check out the Smart Store at Welch's or at Lime Grove. You can also check out
Lucky Horseshoes.
Lucky Horseshoes. Mm-hmm. There's three Lucky Horseshoes.
There are three, but it's two Lucky Horseshoes, the Warrens and Worthen, and then
Tavern.
Then not the Tavern quite yet, but you can head to Abbeville Bar in Worthing also to get your tickets from there. Right? We sent some new tickets down to Seoul, Ritesh, and don't worry about
okay,
it.
Okay, that's
you
great.
See how fast so, they're moving? So, they had to send a second back.
I got that call this morning. It's evening time now, and you can go and get your tickets easily. Just
we,
head down
we're
to
making
town.
Sure everybody's taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
And we have our CS Pharmacy. Mm-hmm. We have New Look
and Roebuck Street.
Right?
So mm-hmm. if you're in town, you can head down to Broad Street to Soul Addiction. You can head down to Roebuck Street for New Look. If you're out Warren's side, like we said, you could check Lucky Horseshoe Warren's, or you can check Friction Boutique in Dome Mall Warren's. Don't get mixed up. Check our Instagram stories mm-hmm. for the full list. And don't forget, I know you out St. Philip's side. So, you know, we got
Emerald City. All of a sudden, we're doxing my location.
We're being doxed.
All of a sudden, we're doxing
my location. She didn't drop a pin.
Somebody in St. Philip that want a ticket.
Who out six rows could mm-hmm. get tickets, essentially, yeah? So we have it for every single buddy. And if you're out west, you're down south, you're out East Coast, on your way home from work, you're picking up your kids. And, you know, just make it out and take your best thing to look. We got to go for your tickets today, so.
So, basically, if you miss the event, it's at you.
It's at you.
Because the tickets are available.
But the tickets are also online.
At mm-hmm. TicketPalCaribbean.com.
So, you're driving. You know how many times I'm driving? And I'm like, yeah, and like, let me get this ticket before I get there. Because mm-hmm. I don't want to be in the line at the door. And mm-hmm. I want to make sure I get it at the pre-price.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, even if the Tuesday night come, you mm-hmm. say, oh, I ain't got my ticket. I wake up Wednesday morning, but I really want to go rise. Hop on your phone, type in ticket pal, and go and get your ticket. You cannot miss it. You really just cannot miss it.
And actually, I think one great thing, you know, we're on social.
Yeah, we're Raise Barbados mm-hmm. on Instagram and Raise Barbados on TikTok. Raise Barbados everywhere. Go and follow us and keep up to date.
And we have everything there for you.
Okay, so with that said, is there anything else that our listeners need to know about Raise before they get started and get out there?
Have you heard about our hosts?
Oh my God.
DJ Gunner and CC Reed. Now, DJ Gunner, the Legacy team happens to be one of my favorite set of DJs. So when I heard that DJ Gunner is one of the co-hosts, the official co-host for Rise, if I wasn't working, I'd be there. Mm. I'd be there automatically. He knows how to carry the crowd. He knows how to bring up the ambiance. And he knows how to connect with the audience. And then CC, she was our host last year.
She was.
So she knows. She knows what's going on. She knows she truly does.
I mean, all I can say to you about Rise is that you don't want to miss it. You need to get your ticket.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, right now, we've told you everything and everyone, from Just Jay, Daddy Fabian and Menace, Indian and Chris Gayle, mm-hmm. Mikey Dread and Shadi. That...
The dancers
haven't come on the stages yet, you know. Oh, I have only just told you about the talent and the hype that's actually going to be at Rise. The options that you're going to have, you know,
you know what I was talking about? Don't even get them no more.
Make sure.
Don't even get them no more. Go and look at the socials. Give them the socials one more time.
Rise Barbados. You can find us everywhere with that tag. Right. And we post every single day. There's new mm-hmm. content. You can find out. If you don't know the artist music yet, if you don't know the lyrics yet, don't worry. We got you sorted. You get little clips and the most popular songs. You can learn it. So you ain't mumbling at the zest and you ain't know what's going on. You have a taste of everything that's
mumbling
to come.
At the zest.
We can't be caught slacking like that.
They're just giving you all the information there on a platter. Mm-hmm. It is being served to you. Go on the socials. Go and check it out. Thank you so much, guys, for joining us. We were joined today by the amazing team from Rise Barbados. They are coming at you with an amazing, large, super-duper Caribbean soca experience. Not a concert, an experience.
Thank you.
So make sure you don't miss it.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. This episode was recorded and produced by Wabi at Nameless Productions.
Soca is my child, I would nurture it. And if it ever go, I would cry for it. And if they had the war, would I die for it? And anywhere we go, I'ma fight for it.